Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
Talking about Mazda's CX-3 SUV, upgraded late last year, the number two seller to Mitsubishi's ASX, and one can understand why, the short bobbed tail on the CX-3 gives it much style but limits luggage space. So the CX-3 is best suited to young buyers or retirees, small families better suited to the Mitsubishi, Honda's updated HR-V, or Nissan's excellent Qashqai. Having said that, the CX-3 still has loads of visual appeal, and the update brings a far superior ride, improved noise suppression, and better performance. The 2-litre petrol with 6-speed automatic is the popular choice in front-wheel drive. However, I drove the all-wheel drive Akari at $36,790. Now, with LED taillights, small interior updates, and the fitment of an electric handbrake, a welcome addition, plus a 360-degree monitor for added safety. Ride quality and lower noise, vibration and harshness levels are the big improvers, but the all-wheel drive CX-3 now gets a more sophisticated Edeon rear axle in lieu of the torsion beam type used on the front drive models. It's noticeable on this slightly heavier all-wheel drive Akari, and the handling is rather polished. The CX-3's 2-litre petrol engine also got some minor tweaks, now with better throttle response, quieter, also more fuel efficient. Mazda has also just added a new, more premium, top-spec CX-3 Akari LE. I'm David Berthon.